What do you remember about Bob McAdoo, Larry?
I remember that Bob McAdoo was actually a Virginia Squire. He had signed with the Squires of the ABA before he came here. And it was the Paul Snyder takes a lot of raps about, you know, selling the team and doing this and doing that. But it was Snyder's persistence and his doggedness that to get McAdoo, who was Buffalo's top draft choice. And they voided the somehow or other they voided the contract. I can't remember the exact details. But it was a question of Snyder getting what he wanted because he was persistent and he knew that this club needed him. And I mean that made a pretty good team into an outstanding team. And McAdoo wasn't just a great shooter, he was a terrific rebounder. And he had the confidence and respect from the get-go of his teammates.
It started, as you said, when the owner, knowing he was a necessity to making them better, went out and scrapped and got him.
Right.
It ended in somewhat similar fashion that the owner, thinking that he could not afford him, got rid of him, just dumped him out.
Well, it wasn't that owner.
It was a different owner.
It was John Y. Brown, mm-hmm. You know, who was, okay to pluck chickens and all that, but was a disaster. What happened was John Y. Brown had all these guys from the Kentucky Colonels on personal services contracts, and the ABA had gone down, and, other than the fact he could have had them polishing his car for that kind of money. he had to have Bert Averett, Johnny Newman, and I think two other guys that I recall all suddenly appeared in Buffalo uniforms. Meanwhile, McAdoo's gone, Ernie D's gone, Jack Marin's gone, and I think, I can't remember if Randy Smith won it right away.
And
but all of a sudden, it was a team you really didn't want to see.
And soon there went the team, of course.
There went the team. That was a foregone conclusion.
So in between those times, what kind of guy was McAdoo to be around?
He's a real quiet guy. He's a lot more forthcoming today, much more mature. But he was just a kid. You know, he came out of North Carolina early.
Mm-hmm.
He was a country kid. But he was a nice guy. And he's a joy to watch, really. I mean, he was such a great shooter. You knew that they could be in every game because he was such an errant shot. I mean, he was a wonderful all-around player, too.
You told me once that you spent some time with him in his house.
Yeah, I was doing a children's book for Scholastic Press about the great shooters, the great basketball shooters. I had Wilt in there for his 100-point game.
Mm-hmm.
And McAdoo was the newest guy, and he had just become, I think, the leading scorer in the league. And so I was at he used to live in Georgetown Apartments, and I went out there to visit him and he and his wife, and you know, she made some snacks, and we had a real nice spent a real nice time just relaxing and talking about his
life. You run into him and forever?
Haven't seen him since he left Buffalo.
Yeah.
I know Milt Northrup was down at the Hall of Fame when he got in, and Milt is the guy who really knew him well. He covered the Braves.
The beat guy, right?
Yeah.
And McAdoo, I think, holds a point of distinction in that he is a former MVP of the NBA, but was not elected to that top 50 50th anniversary team. And he might have been the only one, or did he win two MVPs? I think he was the only MVP that was not on that team.
Right.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
At the time, that top 50 had been picked. I thought there were a couple of guys on there were ridiculous, one of whom was Shaq.
Scottie Pippen was on
Scottie
that team,
Pippen
wasn't he?
That was absurd.
He was, right?
Pretty sure he was.
Is Scottie Pippen not proven,
at least
to a point, since he has split up with Jordan, that he's maybe not one of the top
great players
of all time?
Only if he's standing alongside of Michael Jordan.
Right.
But at the time, Shaq, he didn't deserve to be then. He might now. He probably does now.
Mm.
But he didn't deserve to be in that company then, and McAdoo did.